The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots and lots of people got in touch yesterday when we talked about free school meals. So the experience is kind of mixed around the country. There's lots of people who say they're an absolute blessing. It is brilliant. We don't have to fuss around with lunchboxes in the morning. Just get the kids up, get the uniforms on, get them out the door, and then they come home fed and watered. Lots of other people, though, have issues with how the system works in their school. I've no direct experience of this. I always say this. Our school hasn't done it yet. In the not too distant future, it's meant to be rolled out. So it would be interesting to see how it works. To get a sense in advance of that, of how it might work, how it works in one part of the country, Cathal Connolly is with me. He is from Bradbury and Connolly, hotschoolmeals.ie, the website. Cathal, you're very, very welcome to the show. So thanks a million for chatting to us.
No problem, Kieran. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me, before we talk about just the nuts and bolts of how it works on a school-to-school basis, tell me a little bit about the business.
Well, we're based down here in the Clare Galway Corporate Park, Kieran. We have a 5,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility, and we service schools within an hour radius drive of that. So that encompasses most of Mayo, Clare, Roscommon, Galway, of course, and up as far as Athlone.
How many schools do you service at the moment?
We started with 7 last April. So April the 8th, 2024, is our first day delivering. So we'll be 1 next Tuesday. We started with 7 and we have 19 schools now, Kieran, and our 20th one is starting after Easter.
Okay, so you guys have expanded fairly quickly, I guess, in tandem with the expansion of the scheme around the country. So what's the offering from Hot School Meals? Because different people, you know, have different offerings.
Our business model is a little different than that of other suppliers, Kieran, in that schools do not require ovens in the school. So we have all our ovens in our facility in Clare Galway, and we deliver a hot box per class to each school at the designated break time. So our smallest school has maybe get delivery of 4 boxes, and our largest school gets a delivery of 36 boxes every day.
Okay. So how do they arrive? When you say in a box, I know in some schools they arrive, it nearly looks like those trolleys on aeroplanes that keeps the food warm. Is it something like that, or how does it appear in the school?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So we would have a large black box, one for each class. So a typical example of a school that has 4 classes, we would be bringing in 4 boxes, maybe for one for junior infants and one for first and second, one for third and fourth, and the other one for fifth and sixth. And that would be typically left outside their door maybe 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes before their allocated break time. And then at the break time, if it's 12:30, whatever example, that gets brought into the classroom and it gets distributed. Every child has their own individual label on the food. They eat it inside in the classroom, Kieran. We give everybody a reusable lunchbox when we start the school. After that, then they put the packaging together with any food into the lunchbox. That gets sent home and to the parents. And it's great because the parents are more involved in that situation and they can see exactly what their child has eaten or not eaten.
And when do ye cook each of those meals?
All those meals are prepared maybe the day before. So by 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, for example, we'd have all the meals prepared for the following day. They'd be stored in our large fridge then in Clare Galway. They'd be taken out in the morning of into the ovens for maybe 2.5 hours, heated up to the right temperature, take them out into each box, into the relevant van, and off to the schools.
And when do the kids order whichever meal they want? When does that happen during the week?
Well, the parents do all the ordering, so they're involved in that process of it. So if they order for the week in advance, if they didn't change that order, Kieran, that would be a recurring order. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be a recurring order. They can change it as often as they like, which we highly encourage because it keeps the menu fresh for the kids. It just takes 36 hours to update. So if they wanted to change their order on a Tuesday, for example, it'd be Thursday before we pick up that order. And on Wednesday, they'd simply get what they got on the ordering system for the previous Wednesday.
And when they put in those orders and you guys are preparing the meals, the raw ingredients, the food that's going into them, where do you source that food?
I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, we're very conscious of of the nutrition in our meals. Kieran, we're heavily involved in the community here in Galway, and we service a lot of the schools in our community. So we're very conscious that we're feeding kids 183 times a year for 8 years. So, for example, our meat now, for example, all our meat is Irish. So our chicken is it's not brought in from another country, repackaged and sold as Irish. It's not brought in raw, cooked in Ireland and sold as Irish. It's 100% Irish. We pay an absolute premium for that, and we're very happy to do so because that's where we want to be. Another advantage of that then, of using Irish chicken, is there's no E numbers, there's no additives, preservatives or stabilizers in it. It's just chicken, Irish chicken. Our carrots and parsnips and our mashed potato are grown on the ground in County Down. And we have a very close collaboration with another Galway food company just over the road from us, Curly Quality Foods. So John Curly started that business in 1970. His son Sean now manages the day-to-day operation of the business. And we have sat down with John and Sean together with our nutritionist. And we've designed very, very bespoke, child-friendly ingredients for our meals that are very nutrient-dense and very low in added preservatives and ultra-processed foods, which we hear so much about these days.
Yeah. How do you feel when you hear these conversations about the nutritional value and people having a go at the nutritional value of the meals?
We welcome these conversations, Kieran, because it's moving the whole thing forward. You know, there's a lot of the more talk and the more discussions that they're on it, it's helping to move the thing forward. We're focusing on the nutrition. I can't speak for other companies or the industry as a whole, but that's where we want to be, is providing the most nutritious meals we can.
There is, I'm sure there's shortcomings in terms of some providers somewhere in the country. That's the nature of markets and how they work. At the same time, there's a little bit of overreaction when it comes to the ingredients or the overprocessing. I've seen videos online of people, you know, listing off all of these ingredients, and because they have these long chemical names, they just assume that they're terrible for you. And a lot of the time, they're just a preservative that's in a litre of milk, for example, to stop it rotting on the shelf.
That's true, but it's about getting the balance right as well. Like, you know, so for example, we were using chicken that wasn't Irish, it was coming in from Europe. It had four kind of E numbers on it. And since December, we moved over to fully Irish chicken. So that's got less ingredients, less stabilizers, for example. So we sat down with Curly Quality Foods, like I said, and we brought in, added three new dishes in January. So one of them is a sweet and sour sauce. So it's on a bed of chicken with sweet and sour sauce. It's on a bed of rice with Irish chicken. And the sauce then is just simply made of water, lemon, orange, tomato, garlic, a little bit of vinegar, sugar, salt and cornstarch. And that's it. It's a completely natural product.
Yeah.
Our curry sausage we get off Curly's as well is very low in salt. And it's got 25% blended vegetables mixed into it as well. So you're getting the vegetables into them without them knowing it.
Go on, yeah. No, I was going to wrap things up actually, Cathal. So if there's a final point you wanted to make, make it now.
Yeah. No, we have our full ingredients list proudly displayed on our website. So if anyone wants to visit hotschoolmeals.ie, go into the menu, and if you put your mouse over the menu, the reverse of that will give the full ingredients list of every single thing that we have. So we're proud of it. It's full, transparent. And that's it. I could do one quick shout out before I could, Kieran, Johnny Bradbury of Bradbury's of Atai. My business partner in this is Michael. He's married to my sister, and their family have been doing this school meals up in Kildare in Atai for the last 12 or 13 years. And they've been so helpful in guiding and mentoring myself and Mick down here. Just a huge thank you to them, and continued success.
Fair play, Cathal. Listen, thanks a million for talking us through it. Anyway, like I said, I have no experience of this in our school yet, so it's interesting to hear how it works, particularly that experience of buying the chicken abroad and realising maybe there was a few too many things added to it to keep it fresh. So going with the Irish chicken instead, and it didn't have those stabilisers in it. Cathal Connolly is from Bradbury & Connolly. Hotschoolmeals.ie is the website. Now, lots of people, like I said, getting in touch, as they always do, is there an opt-out option for parents? Some parents know their kids just won't eat what is offered. Every child getting a meal seems wasteful. There absolutely is. You can give your kids your own lunch. And lots of people have gotten in touch with this show to say that they've opted out and they provide their own lunch. I think this listener, though, hits the nail on the head in terms of the criticism from some. I feel, Kieran, that your listeners hold this product to a very high standard. I imagine they would normally use regular supermarket products and sugary yogurts themselves when making lunch. I suspect that is true. Lots of people who give out about the ultra-processed nature of the food, I doubt, are out foraging for nuts and berries when they make the lunch for kids. Anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.